one group that is finishing off and one group that is starting. As we carry on, we'll explain the hikmat and the benefit of this. ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is explaining that those malaika that spend the night with you, now they leave and they go towards, and they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَسْأَلُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, despite Allah being much more knowledgeable in what he's asking them, in other words, he's creating a scene of asking the malaika, كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي How did you leave my servants? How did you leave them? When you have left them, how did you leave them? Even in this question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extreme love. In other words, Allah is not asking, what did they do the whole day? That whole shift that you were with them, what did they do? He's asking that, how did you leave them? In one condition did you leave them? So they explain, فَيَقُولُونَ تَرَكْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ We left them whilst they were reading salah. We left them whilst they had performed their salah. وَأَتَيْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ And when we came to them at that time, when we came, for example, if we came to them at Fajr time, they were performing salat, and we left them at Asr time, they were performing salat, and those malaika that had come at Asr time, and they leave at Fajr time, as this hadith is explaining, so they say that we came to them, they were performing their salah, I mean, the Asr salah, and we left them, they were performing their salah. So, muttafaqun alayh. So, ulama explained, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking this particular question, that how did you leave them? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create insan, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً He had asked them also a question at that time. He had gathered the malaika and he asked them a question that I intend creating a khalifa, I intend creating a vicegerent on earth. So they immediately objected. قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to create such a creation that will cause mischief on earth. وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا And they will spill blood on earth. They will fight, they will cause bloodshed. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ Whilst we, the malaika, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise you. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ And we call out your praises free of any kind of partners, free of any faults. We praise you and we glorify you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they had objected that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're creating this creation. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them this question, in other words, is to remind them that remember that objection that you had. These people, you had left them, you had went to them when they were performing salah. And when you left them also, they were performing salah. In other words, Allah Pak is boasting to the malaika about his servants. He's so happy that they have performed their salah. And these malaika are coming from those people that had performed the salah. So this is one way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasting about us to the malaika by asking this specific question. The next thing ulama explain is that we learn from here that an action is decided by the way it terminates. The way it terminates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides often in favor of that action. So here the whole day people may have done an action, but at that time when the malaika were leaving, at that termination point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is finding out what did they do at that termination point. They were in salah. So this is actually a benefit for us. And another thing that we learn from this hadith is that these two salahs have been given extra merit. Therefore, a person should take extra precaution for the Fajr salah and the Asr salah. So there are so many different merits that are explained for the salah. And then another thing that is explained is that the actions are raised up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the actions, but through his intizam that he had created for this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the actions are raised up at this time. How fortunate it is the person is involved in some type of ibadah at this time. If ulama explained, to try and spend some time in making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Fajr and after Asr, because this is the time of the shift of malaika, changing the shift, that they mentioned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we had found this person in ibadah at this time and we had left him also, he was in ibadah. So this is to our credit. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in hadith. And made dua for this ummah, Allahumma ja'al fi fukuri ummatin barakah. Kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make specific barakat for my ummah in the early part of the day. This time of Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that there's not barakat in this time. Unfortunately, what happens is because we spend the night late out, generally, we spend especially Saturday nights, Friday nights, person is out till late, then the time when there's barakat, now he wants to sleep and he wants to do other things. Actually, this time, if we sleep early, we find that there's so much of barakat in this morning that a person who's got the routine of this, he'll never ever miss it. There's some friends I know that have got a pattern that they're not very, very dindari people, so to speak. But After Isha, they'll tell you that night, after 9 o'clock, don't even try calling me, because I won't be able to answer your call. I'm in the bed and I'm up early. Some people are up jogging, some people are up running, some people are up doing different things. But once a person gets the flavor and the taste of the barakat in the morning, there'll never ever be a situation where the person will deliberately sleep and oversleep his fajr and carry on, because he knows the benefit of the morning and similarly the benefit of the evening, the asr salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillahi.